This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today Magazine. This week, we share some childhood memories of the holiday season. Our resident humorist, Dr. Tim Pearson, joins us now with a Christmas story about a long time ago when he was but a wee little lad.
Thanks, Dan. For better or for worse, the holidays are about tradition. These holiday traditions vary from place to place. You have families that wait until Christmas Eve to decorate their trees. Others inflate 14-foot-high front yard Santas by mid-October. I personally know someone who wouldn't mind leaving up his icicle lights year-round just to avoid the hassle of always putting them up and taking them down. And if you think I'm talking about myself, you're right on. I'm going to tell you about a tradition in my family. It's called the program. My mom's side always gathered at my grandparents' home in north central Iowa. We were a sizable group indeed. My grandparents had 5 children, of which my mom was the oldest, and they all had their children. After a dinner featuring such time-honored Norwegian fare as hot fruit soup and lefse, it was time to open presents. At least, that's what we children always thought should be the next appropriate step. Instead, after the table was cleared and the dishes washed and put away, my grandma would clap her hands in delight and utter those dreaded words, "It's time for the grandkids to do the program!" The program. A more humiliating 2 words have never been. The program consisted of reenacting the Christmas story. This began with the reading of the familiar passage from the book of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus, and so on. As the oldest male grandchild, I was often the one handed the Bible and forced to read the chapter out loud with the adults gathered around and grinning like gargoyles. One year I was so flustered that instead of saying Caesar Augustus, I said Caesus Augustur, which made my Uncle Jim roar with laughter and caused a temporary halt in the proceedings while I ran and hid in the kitchen. Once the reading had been successfully concluded, we moved on to the action portion of the program and assumed our positions for the play. The parts were plentiful. Mary, Joseph, the 3 wise men, the shepherds, the innkeeper, the angel. Any leftover grandkids became sheep, where for the duration of the program, they huddled miserably on the floor with rugs on their backs to simulate the sheep coat and gave off baas when kicked by the shepherds. The rest of us all wore bathrobes. My grandparents had a staggering number of bathrobes, and there was always a frenzied rush to claim one of Grandma's robes. That's because Grandpa, unfortunately, didn't believe in wearing deodorant. For this reason, if any of the smaller cousins took the last Grandma bathrobe, it was perfectly justifiable in my mind to simply wrench it from their grip and ignore their cries of dismay. The plum rolls, if there were any, were the wise men, because you got to wrap a towel around your head as a turban and then carry to the stable a gift of your choosing. A basket of breath mints stood in for frankincense, for example, or a stack of ivory soap bars for the gold. My older sister, claiming gender discrimination because she was excluded from the shepherd or wise men parts, was usually stuck with being the Virgin Mary, because the angel was a speaking part, and she refused to speak, instead standing in stony silence, glaring at the adults and daring them to tell her to smile. Baby Jesus was typically a doll, although one year we couldn't find one, so a small wooden hippopotamus from the coffee table filled the role. It was quite meaningful, I'm sure you'd agree, to gather around my angry sister and gaze with reverence and respect as she rocked a small brown hippo in her arms. It was at this moment that the adults would launch into a ponderous version of Silent Night, each verse more painfully slow than the last. Sometimes they'd do it in Norwegian, all while we children would fidget in impatience, and the poor sheep would wonder if they were finally allowed to fling off their rugs and get up off the floor. That was years ago. The cousins have scattered, and we don't all get together for the holidays anymore. A couple Christmases ago, my mom convinced us to put on the program again. There were only a handful of us there, so we had to double up on parts, and nobody was interested in being a sheep. It was disjointed, awkward, and funny as heck. It brought back a lot of good memories. My sister even smiled. This is Dr. Tim Pearson for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.
Thanks, Tim. What a delightful story. You can read Dr. Tim's column in every issue of Midwest Today magazine. Check out our digital edition where you can see all the stories, just like you were holding a printed copy in your hands. You'll find us at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. And by the way, you can even hear past installments of our radio show online. We're glad you tuned in. We hope you'll join us again next week. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.